USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding to Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made this appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had earlier directly appealed to lawmakers for additional support on Capitol Hill. This call for urgency coincides with the likelihood that lawmakers will conclude the last week of the legislative year without reaching an agreement. For many, the holiday season is the happiest time of the year. However, the hectic schedules can impact our mental health. Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
We're driven by expectations, and there's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this, and there's expectations we place on ourselves.
According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed reported experiencing increased stress during the holiday season. 20% of black voters expressed a preference for an alternative candidate rather than choosing between President Biden or former President Trump in the upcoming year, according to a Gen Forward survey initially covered by Politico. This poses a challenge for Biden's potential second term, considering the pivotal role black voters played in his 2020 victory. The movie Wonka, starring Timothée Chalamet, is anticipating a debut of $35 million, aims to attract family audiences during the holiday season. Although the debut weekend of the adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fell slightly behind the $41 million debut of Dune in 2021, which was the highest grossing film starring Chalamet. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-233-9639 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-233-9639. That's 800-233-9639. What do you have to lose? Call 800-233-9639. Again, 800-233-9639.
New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu is expected to endorse Nikki Haley for president. Reports say the governor of the swing state will endorse Haley during a town hall tonight in Manchester. The endorsement could give the former South Carolina governor a boost in her push to emerge as the leading Republican alternative to Donald Trump, who's currently the Republican frontrunner. It's now less affordable than any time in recent history to buy a home. Mortgage rates slipped to about 7% last week, the lowest in several months, but they are still more than double what they were 2 years ago. Typically, high mortgage rates slow down home sales, and home prices should often as a result, but not this time. It's Taylor Swift's world. We just live in it.
Proving once again why Time Magazine named her their Person of the Year, Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes over the weekend that left at least six people dead and dozens more injured. I'm Corey Myers.
Bridgerton fans, you are in luck. The third season of Bridgerton will debut next spring. Netflix announced part one of the season will debut on the streaming platform on May 16th. The second half of the season will follow on June 13th, and each part will contain four episodes. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.